Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, and...
What?
Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Huh? Wait, this is NXT?
This is NXT.
Oh,
this.
Shit. I'm like 2 days early. All right, yeah. I'll see you Tuesday.
All right. You can sleep in the guest room for a couple nights.
Nice. All right.
When's the last time you've been on the NXT podcast?
Shit. Since we're in the old studio.
Really?
Wow.
Maybe, yeah. I did one here.
Maybe.
I don't know.
How long have we been here?
Since what? February?
Yeah.
February.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool.
Pretty neat.
So what do we do now?
I know.
We're going to
talk NXT.
All right. Let's talk NXT.
Hey, you know what else is cool? Since Joe wasn't on the main podcast this week because he was out of town.
Yeah. Got it.
So did you watch the main podcast? Because someone took your title.
Is this going to be every episode? Are we doing this?
No, like
every episode of our podcast.
Because you're not.
No, we did it though. We did it.
You weren't here.
You did make a mistake in what you said.
You see the thing with
you
the,
said.
I'm holding
you know
the
you
thing.
You made a mistake.
What's that?
You were like, "And once again, champion." Like you should have said, "And I'm finally champion again." Like you know what I mean? Like when you're not champion for like so long, you don't be like, "And it's once again on my no."
I don't think it was that long.
You
was
say,
it?
Final. When was the last time you were champion? It was before WrestleMania.
Like WrestleMania
or WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I won it at WrestleMania.
We're 1 week from October. So it's been a little while.
You know what? I got to do the research. I think I'm pretty sure I've been champion a few times since. So we'll do the research and we'll get
back Andrew,
to you.
Look, Andrew, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Rumble. These are your championships. You don't win outside of this.
I won. It was Hell in a Cell.
I know, that's weird. You don't win outside of these main four.
Hold on, I won Hell in a Cell last year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, let's add that in there then.
There we go.
And Eric has... Anyway, so like, we all hold the championship
who won at WrestleMania this year?
Oh, did you win WrestleMania this year?
I did win WrestleMania.
Okay. And by the way, before
and Greatest
that,
Royal Rumble.
And before that, I was champ for like 6 months, so...
You had a nice run, I guess. When was that? I don't remember.
Well, you can start a new one.
That's
it
true.
But now
you had like a streak, and then Eric had like a night. Like you had to get through like 7 pay-per-views in a month or something.
I know.
It was like pay-per-view because we did it for everyone, and you retained.
Yeah,
you had to fight every night.
They were all controversial.
They were. I became Seth Rollins basically.
They look. I love controversial champions.
I hate it.
I retained twice and I tied. I had like we had like a draw. We had a double count out twice. Me
Such
and Andrew.
Bullshit. See when Horrible. I win.
But like
I win like a baby face. I win legit. My wins are legit. No asterisks.
Whatever.
All you guys with your fucking asterisks.
Let me
wins.
Ask you a question. If you win the next one on a tie, will you accept it?
Of course.
Damn right. But like
damn right.
Like you said on the podcast, like Roman Reigns, I woke up one day and I was still champion.
That's right.
I mean, I didn't know I was asleep.
Yeah.
But I was still champion.
Exactly. That's how
I was asleep. Like I was drinking, I literally spit. I had to clean my car.
That's great.
That was a really good podcast. There's so many.
He didn't win, and he's still the champion.
Well, I don't know. I was asleep.
Like has stole. Like think of the bit like the biggest champions of all time, and obviously they're trying to make Reigns that like one of the biggest stars of all time.
Right.
Every week, Cole calls him the most polarizing figure in WWE. But has Stone Cold ever retained a title with a no contest? You know. Any of the biggest champions, have they ever retained their title with some bullshit like that?
And then come out like the next night and brag about it.
The only time he ever did it was when like Undertaker and Kane both pinned him. And then they counted to three and they're like, all right, now what do? Let's just do it, run it again. You know what I mean? It took two monsters pinning him.
Right.
That's his controversy. But Roman Reigns, what they should have done, like you guys said, is F5'd him onto Braun. Had the ref count to three, nothing would have changed.
Right.
He's still champ. He still have the triple threat at the Saudi thing. Everything would have been fine. And you would have had a actual winner of Hell in the Cell.
Right. Everything would be fine except for the whole Saudi thing. Anyways, look, this is the NXT podcast. We're supposed to be positive here.
Get that Saudi money off our NXT podcast.
Get it out.
Get it out.
Get it?
So, yeah, we're here to talk about NXT because it's the good show. So let's do that. We start things off with Dakota Kai and Deonna Purrazzo versus Aaliyah and Lacey Evans.
Mm.
This belongs on the main podcast.
This,
anyways,
does it?
Well, you know, it's a tag match. There's no tag team division.
On like this is like a SmackDown match, for
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
There's no tag team division.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Dakota Kai, kind of. I like Deonna Purrazzo, kind of. I kind of like all of them, like kinda.
Yeah. Just kinda.
Not a lot, but kinda. I don't care. Aaliyah's hot, but
I don't care for Lacey Evans.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think she's hot.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Deonna Purrazzo's in the new Mae Young's classic.
Right.
She made it through the first round. Mm. So we'll see where she goes.
So I like Lacey Evans. I think she's all right. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Especially when she takes the handkerchief out of her tits and she wipes herself down like she just had sex.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. So anyways, Lacey tags herself in and clocks Dakota Kai with the women's right to pick up the win. Because Dakota didn't know she tagged herself in.
Yeah. The winner's right.
So backstage, we have a press conference with Velveteen Dream. And I think this might be for the first time, the reporter's iPhone was actually recording.
Yeah.
And facing the right way this time.
Correct.
So practice makes perfect, and they finally got it right this time.
Yep.
One reporter asked Dream, since beating EC3 at TakeOver Brooklyn, how will you carry that momentum forward? And Dream says, I've already carried it into a win against Johnny Failure.
Uh-huh.
He's then asked about the attack on Aleister Black, but he walks away since the question wasn't about him.
Yeah.
That's what he said. But maybe he walked away because he was afraid that, you know, figure out it was him.
They're getting closer to the truth.
Yeah.
They couldn't be further from the truth right now.
No.
I mean, we hope so, right? It would suck if it was just Velveteen Dream again.
Again. Yeah.
I think a rematch between the two would be good if it was for the title, but obviously that wouldn't be the case.
It wouldn't, no.
There's no reason to have this feud again.
Yeah.
Zero. Again, have it on the main roster, and then at least that'll give us an excuse. Mm-hmm. Both guys really should be promoted at this point anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Aleister Black left on his back. Go, kind of. You know what I mean? Go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, but they're making a storyline out of him getting taken out, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, if it is a main roster guy, that would be a cool way to bring him up.
There's no way.
Right.
There's no way?
I mean, maybe there's a way.
There's no way, Jose. Maybe it's Jose.
Oh, no way.
And that's his heel turn.
No way.
And then, but what was my idea for his heel turn? He the conga line comes out. He just beats the shit out of all of them.
And it's like they come out one at a time from backstage.
Chair
like,
shot.
So they don't know. They're not just walking into his punts. Like they come out, hey. And the last guy comes out and sees all the wreckage. And he's like, hey. And he knocks him out again.
And then one of those guys becomes like a legit wrestler and feuds with Jose.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'd be awesome.
Book it.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
Book it.
Do it now.
Book it.
So next up we have a Street Profits video. They just got done playing basketball. And
I thought Josh owned that Snapchat.
He does. They're still promoting Josh's Snapchat, technically.
Who is?
The Street Profits.
They are?
Yeah. Because theirs is Street_Profits. And Josh has just Street Profits. And on the video, it just says Street Profits. So they're still promoting Josh's. I mean, say what you will about Josh. That's the, I mean, at least he got that right. That's hilarious that he did that.
It is.
Yeah.
He deserves
Twitter
credit there.
Yeah.
So they just got done playing basketball, and some girl is recording them. We don't know who she is.
No.
Maybe it's Bianca Belair.
That's what I was saying, because one of them had the Belair jersey.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's Montez Ford's. They're married.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Is it out there in the storyline?
That they're married? No.
Didn't they have all that stuff was on social media, though, not on the show.
Well, she cut that promo on her honeymoon, but they never said it was that she's with, Montez Ford. But, they're coming off the basketball court, and they're like, oh, who won? And then they just laugh, like, of course we won, but we don't see anyone else in the basketball court area.
I didn't even see a basketball court.
Did they play?
Not really.
It was pretty far away.
We won at whatever we just did.
So this fan recording them asked, yeah, your last match you lost because the Mighty took your chains. Why were you so worried about your chains? They're just chains. And then Ford, like, they really like, they're like, oh my God, they're just chains? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
The chains represent our struggle to our success. You know, whatever that means.
Right.
Whatever that means.
So their chains are a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's it. I guess they're coming for the Mighty. I don't know why we need to see this match. We've already seen it like 3 times.
No. Yeah.
There's no reason to see this again.
And that's the Mighty...
TM61.
Yeah, okay.
They went heel, and now they're called the Mighty since they went heel. Even though that's the most babyface tag team name I've ever heard in my life.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Mighty Mouse? That's what I think of when I hear the Mighty. Oh, the Mighty Mice.
The what?
The Mighty Mice.
One more time.
Mighty Mice. So Next, we see Bianca Belair last week was interviewed after her match with Nikki Cross, and Bianca said, Nikki's crazy, but I'm not backing down because I'm the EST of NXT, and I'm undefeated.
What is EST?
It's like the greatest, like EST, greatest, the bestest, strongest.
Bestest.
Bestest.
Dumbest. Yeah.
Ugliest.
She's still undefeated, even though she tied last week, so, yeah. But she's still undefeated.
It's not the loss.
No. Next up, we have Jackson Ryker of the Forgotten... What are they called again?
The Forgotten Sons.
Oh, I forgot. The Forgotten Sons versus Humberto Carrillo.
Yes.
Carrillo.
Carrillo. I'm here to win. 1, 2, 3. Next time. I wasn't ready.
I was not ready.
This is a new Santino.
Yeah. So Riker gets the win with a slingshot powerbomb.
Wasn't it quick, or was I just fast?
No, it was pretty quick.
It seemed like it was like a minute.
Yeah.
It was quick.
Maybe a couple, but it was. Well, yeah, because I don't even know who Humberto Carrillo is.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a name for himself.
What do you think of his finisher, the slingshot powerbomb?
That was weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, though. Yeah. It's different.
Right?
Different.
Yeah.
Show me different.
Yes. Next up, we go to Regal's office, where Candice LeRae says she didn't see who attacked Aleister Black.
Still no sign of Tommaso after calling him to his office last week.
Right.
At this point.
Yeah. So, but she does say, cowardly attack, disrespect for authority, trying to ruin someone's life. Who does that remind you of? And Regal
says... He's like, Triple H?
Yeah.
I don't think Triple H would be taking out Aleister Black.
You said it wrong. He says Triple H.
Triple H, right.
Triple H.
So Regal tells her there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Ciampa. And Regal then asks Candice if she has any proof of her husband's whereabouts at the time of the attack. And Candice tells Regal, you just announced the triple threat match for TakeOver. Johnny went straight to the locker room to clean up. He told me to sit tight till he was done. And then we drove home together.
I wish she would have said something a little bit more along the lines of, we were together. Okay? We were together in the locker room.
What does that mean, Candice? You have to be more specific, please.
He spreads me wide open.
You're on your back, Candice.
Okay, next.
Okay, and then where does he finish?
Wait, hold on. I need to unbutton my shirt.
Yeah. You're right.
There's a reason why he has not won a title, because I heard that he likes finish. We've had issues with wrestlers finishing on our titles, and I heard that you two are into that.
Oh, God. God.
I believe it's called regaling.
Yeah, she's regaled the title, even though I've never done that.
Even though it was me doing it to Paige.
I was wearing a Brad Maddox mask.
I called it turning the page on. Oh, man.
Anyways.
It's a callback to a podcast 7 months ago.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
It is.
Next up, we have a video promo for Keith Lee, and it's basically called, Who is Keith Lee?
Who is Keith Lee?
And I still don't know.
I'm not sure, honestly.
One big dude.
Yeah. He says Dusty Rhodes told him to never quit on his dream, even when he failed, and now he's in NXT, so bask in my glory.
Yeah. He could be good. We'll see what they do with him.
Sure.
He just seems like another Mark Henry.
Right.
Who looks like Thanos.
I think he's got more personality than Mark Henry, and he seems like he can do more moves than Mark Henry did. So
yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic, very cautious.
I mean... Is he better than Sexual Chocolate Mark Henry?
No.
No.
No one is.
No one is. So we'll see what he does in the coming weeks. Next up, we have the main event, though. Ricochet versus Pete Dunne, title for title.
Yeah.
In match of the year?
Whoa. It was pretty damn good, but I don't know if it was match of the year.
You have to have a winner.
Gargano.
That's true.
Gargano Ciampa.
Which one?
All of
the
them.
The second one, I would say.
Yeah.
The first or second one. They were both amazing. the third one was really good, too, but it just doesn't compare to their first two. No, but it was a really good match.
Right.
I mean, for sure. It could be, like, top 10 of the year, I'd say, so far.
Yeah, definitely.
The only thing I don't like is all the joint and finger manipulation.
Yeah.
And there was tons of it, more than usual from a Pete Dunne match.
Yeah.
Like do my finger thing? Like, do it like you're doing it to me? Ah! Punch.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just like, no! Ah!
Yeah. Plus, like,
it's weird. It's a little hokey.
Again, if it was real life and you had his finger, you would just instantly break it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instantly break it.
Right.
So
you wouldn't just like, it's like getting a good stretch on it.
Well, like, yeah, why stretch? Why bend it? Just
Eric,
break it.
Eric, do it. Like, do it almost for real.
Yeah, tap.
It hurts too much. Stop tapping right now.
But like, why bend it? If you have his finger, just break it. Just finish the job, Pete Dunne.
Or which, tap, because it hurts like a bitch.
Yeah. So Ronaldo said, oh, he's stomping those digits like grapes in a wine cellar. So that was a Ronaldo.
We don't have to repeat everyone.
Well, he also said that Pete Dunne must really hate piano teachers because he's breaking the fingers.
Jesus Christ.
It's really bad.
No, did you catch the worst one?
What's that?
So Pete Dunne was like rubbing Ricochet's face on the mat.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking, it's called something like Scurry or something.
Uh-huh.
He's scurrying. And Mario Ronaldo's like, that's not the vitamin C deficiency.
Jesus. Wow. Anyways, there were a lot of good spots in this match. Dunn went for a suplex, but Ricochet flipped out of it. And then he hit Dunn with a standing shooting star press on his back, which was awesome. Yeah. Also, Ricochet and Dunn were both standing on the top rope. And Ricochet Hurricane Rana Dunn off of the top rope. Like, they were both standing up there. That was really awesome.
And he did at one point, he did a Frankensteiner.
Yeah.
Which has to be sold by the guy getting the move.
Right.
And, like, he flipped his head over to where it was like, boom!
Yeah.
Like a DDT, but only with his legs.
Yeah.
That, you shouldn't do that without a winner. Because then he covered him and kicked. Right. Like, no one should kick out of that.
Right.
It's kick out.
Matter of fact, Dunn kicked out of, like, four moves. Like, I feel like after watching this match, I'm like, Ricochet should have won this match. Like, he did such amazing things to beat Dunn, and Dunn kept kicking out. So he's almost too good, Ricochet.
Right. Yeah.
Because then you have to kick out of all his amazing moves.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're not used to this level of awesome the entire match.
Right. So in the end, Dunn had Ricochet in the Kimura lock while pulling on his fingers, which by now they all have to be broken.
Like, yes, Ricochet, absolutely.
How long does it take to heal 10
he's
broken
gonna walk
fingers?
Off like this.
God.
Yeah. My kids think I'm a monster. So Ricochet then deadlifts Dunn and hits him with a brainbuster. That deadlift was pretty awesome.
That was sick.
He's one strong dude.
Then the Undisputed Era run out to the ring to attack both men, so the match ends in a double DQ.
Right.
Which, again, that's the only way you could have ended this.
Yes.
My idea.
I knew this had to end in some sort of.
Should have done
DQ.
My idea, where both guys get knocked out, land on each other, pin each other. And then they switch the titles. They go, well, you pinned him. You won his title.
Yeah.
You won his title.
But Ricochet's not moving to the UK to defend that shit every week.
Well, the following week, or Regal just goes, I'm not making that decision.
You cannot do that.
I'm
you are not the general
back.
Manager. Right. He's British. Give him the British one.
Yeah.
Plus, Ricochet regaled his. You don't want that one.
No.
Actually, it was Adam Cole. He regaled it.
Yeah.
while fucking Tainara Conti. Remember, she was in the Undisputed Era for 1 week.
Yeah. Conti is her name.
Conti.
So, the War Raiders come out next and chase the Undisputed Era to the back.
Like, literally to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ref then hands Dunn and Ricochet their titles, and both men stand up and stare at each other. I thought they were going to shake hands, but they didn't.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad. There's too much shaking hands nowadays. Way too much.
Is there?
Absolutely.
They do it all the time.
When was the last time?
Yeah.
I'm like,
nice and sweaty, Eric.
I don't know. Thank don't you. Ask me that. But especially in NXT, there's a lot of handshakes.
All right.
Especially in the UK, you know, all the cruiserweight matches, they all used to shake hands before.
We just all shook hands.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You and Joe didn't shake hands.
No.
That's too bad. So,
yeah. So that's the show.
Yeah.
Next week, Lars Sullivan has a match, probably against the Jobber, and maybe EC3 will attack him.
Mm-hmm.
And then get destroyed.
Yes.
Something.
And then
bring a weapon, EC3. That's what I recommend.
And take over for those two eventually?
Maybe.
Too much time.
There's a lot of time. I don't know. Still, like 2 months. 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also next week we have Ciampa versus Otis Dozovic, which.
We do have that, yeah.
That should be fun.
I think.
You know?
And then that'll probably Ciampa is wrestling.
That'll probably lead to something else, I would assume.
Yeah.
Like after the match or something, but we'll see. So now it's time for our awards. So who was your worst dressed?
Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, what was on his head? It was like flowers. He had like a beanie with flowers, like something my mom would wear. Like
it was
her...
too much.
Yeah.
You crossed the line, Velveteen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my worst dressed.
Best dressed? I had Lacey Evans.
I had Lacey Evans.
I had Aaliyah.
Aaliyah was hot too. Again, she's like the lost Bella sister.
Yeah. Right?
Worst moment?
Street Profits promo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Because they're lying about playing basketball?
Yes. And just they spoke.
Yeah.
So that wins it. Best moment?
Had to be a something from the main event.
And yeah.
I would say like there was that 2 minute exchange. It seemed like 2 minutes. It was probably like 40 seconds. Where like they boom, 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 boom,
that was
boom,
good.
Boom, boom. You know what I mean? Where it was like a ton of moves together.
Yeah.
So that was mine.
I had the Hurricane Run off the top rope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the Frankensteiner.
Okay. Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
so good. Just yeah. sold it so well.
Boom.
So basically, we all had Ricochet.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time for Reese's Pieces, even though he's not here. So Matt Riddle made his NXT house show debut Friday night, where he defeated Fabian Aichner.
Who?
Fabian Aichner.
Oh, right. Who?
Fabian Aichner.
Right.
So
he looks like Lars Sullivan's little brother.
Right.
Yeah.
He's super buff.
He is.
So Riddle came out in flip-flops.
Sure.
And he only wore a Speedo in the ring. So no shoes.
And a Speedo.
And a Speedo. He's almost naked.
So he's like, I'm about to fuck.
Yeah.
Let me wrestle real quick.
He's almost completely naked. I hope he puts boots on. I'm not into the shoes.
Bro.
I didn't see the whole video.
Zack Ryder or Mojo Rawley are still a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Taken.
Are they still a thing?
No.
They're not on the show.
Right. Mojo, maybe.
No, that's what'll happen when he's on the main roster. He'll do a tag team with Zack Ryder, and Zack will be like, finally, I'm on TV again for like 2 weeks.
And then he'll turn on him and be like, yeah, fuck you, dude.
What's Matt Riddle's finisher?
In this match, I don't know what it is officially, but at least in this match, he powerbombed him, and then he rolled him over and hit him with a knee to the face. That so like a powerbomb wasn't enough?
Right. But who does that? Like, there's so many Shinsuke... Daniel Bryan.
Matt Riddle.
You know, Rollins used to. Like,
yeah.
Matt Riddle. No. Adam Cole.
Well, I just think
those,
it's silly
right?
that...
Isn't that Adam Cole's finisher, too?
Yeah, up to the
this
back of the head.
Too many, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the kick.
Yeah.
And it's not even a super kick. But no, like, I just think it's silly, like, a powerbomb's not enough to win a match. You need to do something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone does a powerbomb.
Right.
Everyone does a super
kick. Just do something a little different. You could do like a Batista bomb.
Well, he's a guy that looks like he's should be coming off the top rope to do something crazy.
Right.
He's got no shoes. He's got a schnooka, everybody.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Schnook.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all I have for Reese's Pieces. But let's see. We got
Eric, since you haven't been in NXT last few weeks, who do you think is the one who attacked Aleister Black? Pick me a winner.
You know what?
I think it's going to be Gargano.
So,
yeah.
He turns heel and feuds with Aleister Black and doesn't win the title and he doesn't get his moment?
Ugh.
You know, what about like Keith Lee? He debuted as a face, but he could like turn on Aleister
Black. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, he could.
That'd be cool. That'd be a good thing for him.
We thought it was going to be Cassius Ohno, but now we think they're like, they're making it too obvious now.
Well, and Cassius Ohno's now he's like calling out Matt Riddle, kind of, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Keith Lee I'd be fine with. I don't want it to be Gargano because he needs to have that fucking moment. He needs to win the title as a babyface.
Maybe it could have been like the Mighty or something.
Oh, God. That would be awful. Jeez. I think Keith Lee's like the best bet here. Unless you have EC3 do it, but he's a total babyface right now.
Oh, he is.
He's going to fight Lars.
All right, I'm going with my pick. Tino Sabatelli.
There you go.
Just throw him right into the...
I guess I'll go with Keith Lee, but I would love it for it to be a main roster guy.
That I still would think, yeah, that'd be the best.
Maybe like anybody. Riddick Moss or...
Like even Kevin Owens, just because now I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Who's that big guy that was on TV a year ago and then disappeared, then came out in the Greatest Royal Rumble, and he's gigantic, but he never wrestles?
Oh, he never...
Who was that?
I don't even remember.
What's his name?
Oh, you mean... I'm sorry. The white guy?
Yeah.
The bald white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what was his name? Because he was supposed to debut in NXT, and then Samoa Joe beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
That's right. I guess he's not on here.
We even saw him outside of NXT.
That's right.
No, anyway. He's not on there.
Yeah.
Because he's not on TV. I forgot his name. But, yeah, maybe it's him.
Maybe it's
we'll
him.
See.
Probably.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. All right, fan questions.
Yeah.
Marcus Muniz, how long can you see Pete Dunne as the UK champion?
How long you got?
Really?
Well, they have to he's build already, like, someone the longest, else up.
Yeah, he's already the longest reigning.
I'm guessing because that UK show's coming soon. I don't think they have a date for it yet, but they've been promoting it. Yeah, maybe a few months into that.
He'll probably lose on like the first episode so they could have some big moment.
You have to build someone up first. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Alex Clark, what are the chances of Ono going over against Riddle? I don't see him I don't see him winning that feud, making this whole I'm going to beat every new gimmick What? Alex, you got to spell check your stuff.
All right, so let me translate. Ono
him winning that feud, making this whole I'm going to beat every new kid gimmick naked, no sense. Make no sense.
God, you're tweeting like me.
So, will Ono, does Ono have any chance of beating?
No.
No.
Bro.
No, bro.
No, bro.
What if they booked that? What would you think of that? If they booked him beating Matt Riddle.
Then like, I would think Matt Riddle's just winning the next one.
Okay. But, I mean, it might turn Ono into a nice heel in NXT. They can use a monster heel right now.
Uh-huh.
They could.
Crail Johnson, who lets things go to their head more? Mara when the NXT crowd chants Mamma Mia or Josh when someone tells him he's awesome?
Josh.
Nicholas Fetback, who do you think will be the three teams for War Games? Well, we don't even know if it's going to be that three teams for War Games,
If we had to?
Didn't we do this?
Yeah,
we did.
War Raiders.
You got to force... you need three... Well, I don't know. Do you need three people?
I don't know.
The rules could be whatever, right?
They could be whatever.
I would force... Can. I would have Regal... Again, I think I said this last time, but force Gargano and Ciampa to be a team, even though they hate each other.
That's too soon for that.
What?
No, it's not. It's going to be in...
No. I don't mean that they get back together. I mean you force them to, and they hate each other. But he's like, no, you two will... You have to be together. But and obviously...
Why's the reason?
I don't know. You could think of
Fuck
something.
You.
I'm
that's
just
the reason.
Saying, yeah.
Why?
And obviously
Fuck
they
you. That's the
obviously
reason.
They won't win because they're going to end up fighting each other, like you know, in the match.
That's all Johnny would do. John would go right after him though. As soon as the
if
match,
you have,
be fucking amazing.
If you have Aleister Black,
I love that.
If you have Aleister Black come back,
yeah.
Have Aleister Black, Gargano, and Ciampa be a team.
Aleister Black and his partner, and the, no, Aleister Black and the guy that attacked him. Make it all people that hate each other.
EC3 and Velveteen Dream.
What the hell?
Lars Sullivan, EC3.
Yeah. And then against the Undisputed Era.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. But that's all for fan questions. So that's the show.
That's it.
That's a show.
I know it's a short one, but we got things to do. We have a special recap to record right now. So we're going to get to that now. And we'll see you next week, guys.
Maybe? Well, Andrew, yes.
I mean, I definitely will.
Joe, probably.
I'll be here.
Eric in 6 months.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace.
I don't know what that is.
Boom.
You're not Adam Cole.
No shit.
You're way too tall.
Way too tall. I'll be here. Oh, that was my... For on the air, that was my joke. Push Eric.
Yeah, we'll push him off a cliff. Josh, he's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling?